Welcome to the Uncommon Career Podcast, helping you to find God's calling for your career and to land a fulfilling, well-paid, and impactful position. Join me each week for practical guidance, career motivation, and biblical insight based on Christian values. Hey friends, welcome back. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about changing career industries. If you think that means that you have to start over or that you've lost all the progress that you've made, I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. If you're starting over, that means you literally are tossing out every experience, every opportunity, every knowledge base, every skill set that you've picked up in the last years of your career. And that's just not true. So the good thing is if you've ever thought, gosh, I can't believe I have to start over. Or I've invested way too much in this industry to leave now. And so now you feel like you've got to finish this entire career out to retirement. Or maybe you thought, I don't want to start at the bottom all over again. Well, guess what? You don't have to. Changing careers can sometimes mean a small dip in pay, or maybe you're taking a step down in terms of a position, but rarely does it mean that you have a blank slate. In fact, many times a career change is what makes you exactly the candidate that a company is looking for and can actually give you a leg up for a similar or higher position, even though you're changing industries. Think of it this way. You're kind of like a key to a lock. You have the exact combination of skill sets that a particular company needs for a particular job in that season. But you have the key to their lock. And so your job and my job in terms of marketing your skill sets and connecting you with the right company is really about matching, finding the right key and the right lock. So it's a mutually beneficial relationship and you get top dollar for the skill sets that you've learned over time. Now, why do I say that, you know, having a different set of skills is exactly what makes you the candidate that a company is looking for? Well, I've got three different examples where I'm going to show you why sometimes not coming from the same industry is actually a godsend to a company. The first one is because you have a skill that no one else has. If you're going into a new industry, chances are other folks in that industry won't have the skill sets you have from your prior industry. And when you change careers, you're like a red crayon going into a box full of blue crayons. And only you can make that rose look bright. Only you can make that rose look red. So if that company needs a red rose, no one's going to offer that but you. So I want you to leverage your career difference by searching for the gap that you can fill in this next season. If you're a teacher and you want to go into tech, focus on online education or educational software companies, for example. If you're an engineer switching to social services, seek out virtual and tech-oriented social service companies where you're sure to be an asset and a blessing. Now, keep in mind that not having to start over also doesn't mean that you don't have to learn new skills, right? So, of course, there's going to be certificates you'll want to get along the way, or you'll want to have maybe some volunteer experiences or talk to some folks about what projects you can do to show your ability to do well in this new industry. Now, you may have to do some of that work, but all good things require some effort, right? But the point is, you're not starting from a blank slate. This is actually a new opportunity to get something new and exciting and take on a new challenge and still reach even higher heights. You don't have to go all the way back to the bottom. And the second reason why I think you are an absolute asset to the company when you apply from a different industry is because everybody wants a fresh perspective. We've all stared at the same widget for far too long, the same product, the same service, the same policies, the same handbook, the same whatever it is that you work with. Just insert it into that sentence. When you stare at it long enough, the whole project could be backwards, upside down, inside out, misspellings, capitalizations, obvious glaring issues, and we wouldn't even notice. So if you're in the situation where you're changing industries, using your resume summary and or your cover letter, your networking conversations, and your interview as opportunities to talk about and showcase your fresh perspective is going to give you a leg up. Start by getting curious before you even enter the hiring process. Get curious about the product or the service or the types of projects that you hope to work with, and use your newbie experience to open the committee's eyes to a gap or maybe a hidden opportunity, an innovation that they haven't taken advantage of, or maybe a fix they probably didn't even know existed. And the reason I know that everybody wants a fresh perspective is because everybody loves interns. Have you noticed that? In almost any industry, from education to engineering to social sciences to agriculture, everybody loves an intern. Why is that? It's because an intern always asks questions that everybody else has stopped asking. And because everybody else has stopped asking those questions, we really don't recognize that there is a problem. We just move right past it. There's a theory, and I don't know who came up with it, but there's this theory about bridges, that every 10 years, a bridge collapses. And it's because there's brilliant engineers building all of these bridges, of course, but there is some complacency that takes place over time. So when there isn't an accident for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years, there's this complacency, this sort of like assumption by the human brain, not through the fault of anybody, but it's this assumption that nothing's going to happen. It's almost like when you're in your 20s and you know this feeling, if you're older than in your 20s, if you're like in your 30s like me, you know this feeling that in your 20s, you were invincible. Why? Because nothing bad yet had happened to you, right? And I'm talking about like speeding and just all the ridiculousness, you know, that the ways that we put ourselves in danger sometimes. And then I'm in my 30s now and I look back and I'm like, oh dear, you're going too fast. And it's like 60. But anyways, the point is that when I was younger, I felt like I was invincible because I hadn't experienced something tragic as a result of those actions that I was taking. However, in this whole bridge scenario, what happens is folks become complacent in their thinking because now we have what's called, it's called unconscious competence. It means that we don't even recognize how well we know the content. We're just moving forward with it. And the point is that after 7, 8, 9 years of having no accidents, no issues, we kind of get lulled into the sense of security. There might be some cutting of corners or just some things that are naturally overlooked because we're not used to seeing mistakes. And then what happens? Every 10 years, a major bridge falls and there's this huge catastrophe. Lives are lost. Hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage. Just a whole city is really, you know, negatively impacted by the situation. And then again, we start this clock because now everyone is on edge. Everyone knows something bad could happen. So we need to make sure and keep an eye on these things. We need to implement more policies to avoid this from happening again. Well, a fresh perspective helps to catch some of those things before they actually happen. Now that bridge scenario obviously is, you know, hopefully doesn't happen. Hopefully it's just a theory, but it has proven to be true across literally probably the last 100 years in history. But you can use that as a strength to say, hey, I've got a fresh perspective that I hope to bring to this company. And it's a perspective that, you know, includes these knowledge bases and these industries. Now, the third reason why I think that companies are really going to enjoy the fact that you are coming from a different industry is because everyone wants to do things their own way. And so companies want to groom you into their way of doing things. So many years ago, back before, you know, I knew very much about career when I was still getting started in the field, I went to an interview and I answered just about the easiest industry question with the wrong answer. And if you would believe it, I was hired. Like I literally go into this interview super nervous. And it was for this, like, they call it a freeway flyer. This is where, you know, you're a counselor and you're, you know, certified or, you know, have your master's and all that, but you can't get hired, or it's very, very unlikely that you'll get hired full time because these are tenured positions. And so they want to make sure that they hire the right person, that you know what you're talking about, all of that. And so we go for these freeway flyer positions, which are adjunct positions. They're not tenured. They're part-time and even more noticeable for us as adjuncts is that these positions aren't like 20 hours part-time. They're like on call 2 hours a week kind of part-time, or 5 hours a week, Mondays and Thursdays kind of part-time. It's really all over the place. And the goal is for you to get hired at multiple locations and then fly the freeways in Southern California. So you fly the freeways every day, once, twice, maybe even three times to three different campuses to accumulate hours, so that in a year or 2 years' time, then you have enough experience and diverse experience to be able to get a full-time tenure track counseling position. All of that to say, these positions can be difficult to come by, even the part-time ones. And so I went into an interview, it was my very first interview, and they asked me this really simple question about general education patterns and transfer. And it's literally a black and white right and wrong answer. And it is the most basic question. And I got it completely wrong. I can tell when I answer the question, they were like, huh, okay. And then I left, I researched it, and I immediately knew, dang it, I got this wrong. And I thought, you know what? I'm never going to hear from them again. Live and learn. Let's move on. The very next day, I was actually called and hired. And I knew my mistake. So I asked them, like, I'm so sorry. I'm really curious. You know, you asked me a very simple question. And in my nervousness, I completely messed it up. I just would like to know why you hired me. Because I butchered the interview so badly. And their response was basically that they liked that I was so green. They said they could tell that I had the skill set to counsel students, but what they needed was someone they can groom into their way of counseling, their way of doing business, because it was different than the way that other community colleges counseled students. And I thought, wow, like, I've never gotten hired for answering a question wrong. So if that takes the pressure off of you because you're worried about getting an answer wrong, know that, hey, maybe sometimes they're not looking for the right answer. I mean, that's not what we're aiming for, right? But God works in mysterious ways. Let's just say that. But seriously, in this moment, let's say you're going to change positions and you're going to change industries even. How do you leverage this? How do you take this from idea to practice? What you're going to do is I want you to pick up hints in the job description. Some things you could do is look for startups, because startups often want flexible folks who aren't set in their old ways. So this can give you an idea when you read the job description. They might be looking for, you know, a high level of flexibility and willingness to learn new systems and a fast, you know, fast-paced, constantly changing environment. And, you know, all these kinds of words are going to let you know that no matter who comes in there, they're going to be learning a lot. And so why not have someone who brings in a totally different set of industry experience? You also want to consider seeking out companies that train as part of their onboarding, if there's any kind of training mentioned in the position. And this sometimes can happen for higher level positions, but it tends to happen more for like the mid-level and sort of like, a lot of the entry level, but we're really looking at like mid-level and high-level positions. There are some that will do some sort of onboarding and training, and you can either see that in the job description or you can ask about that as you're doing your networking. And remember that regardless, this is just a starting point. So I don't want you to like take yourself out of the running if you don't see some of these hints, because you never really know. Again, it's like a key and a lock. And sometimes, you know, when you're looking, you've got like an extra key. Like my husband right now, he's got so funny. So we have two gates, right? One on each side of our house, letting folks into the backyard. And we always have this guy who comes in, like, you know, I want to say poisons our house, but basically he puts some sort of organic poison so that we don't have spiders and all that kind of stuff. Anyways, so it always startles me when someone is in the backyard and I'm like, what the heck? Like, what are you doing here? But then I remember it's the guy who comes and poisons the house. That's what I say. But I'm concerned that one day I'm going to let the dogs out and the guy's going to come and the dogs are just going to run off and then we're going to lose our precious Oliver and Luke. So I told my husband, hey, we need to get a lock for the side of the house and then a lock for the other side. And he's like, oh yeah, I have two locks. And I'm like, okay, how come you haven't put them on there? He's like, oh, I have to find the keys. And so we've been kind of doing this like rigmarole for like, I don't know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, where maybe even longer, where I'm like, we need to get locks. And he's like, no, I have locks. I'm like, okay. He's like, I need to get the keys. And so we're constantly looking for the key and the lock, right? Without one, you don't have the other. And so That's what you need to do, is because you have to know what you offer before you start looking for the match, right? So start with, what do I offer? Getting very specific around that, very clear around your strengths, your skills, your experiences, narrowing that list down to where what strengths you communicate and what strengths you bring to the table line up with the interests that you want to engage in every single day at your work, right? So once you've got clarity on that, now it's time to start searching for the lock. You know what you offer, you know what you like, you know what you need. Okay, what company is looking for what I offer, what I like, what I need? Just remember, at the end of the day, you do not have to start over. It's actually quite exciting to take that leap and see where you land, especially when you're jumping towards something that's of bigger interest, something that's a life challenge, something that's moving you up into a different level of growth. Because the worst thing in the world is to stay stagnant and to become complacent in this position that just doesn't make you happy. Like, we spend too much time at work and we spend too large a part of our lives at the office to be in a situation that we just don't enjoy. So again, you don't need to start over. You just need to find the lock that your key opens. I hope that you're encouraged by this week's episode. In order to continue the work, I need your help. A free, fast, and really easy way to support me and the Uncommon Career Podcast is to rate and review. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you can even do it now while you're listening. You ready? Okay, grab your phone and head to the Uncommon Career Podcast show page. You're going to scroll down, and below the list of episodes, you just tap the 5-star rating. If you have just one more minute, then please also tap write a review and let me and others know which episode or topic impacted you the most. It means the world to me to hear from you, and it also helps others to see that this work is making an impact. Rate and review today and help us move the message forward. Now, if you want to make a career change right now, the tip end of December is actually a great time to start working on your career materials. And that's because all the companies are, well, I shouldn't say all, but many of the companies are getting ready to do a big push for their positions. Many of the companies will get their budget renewed in January, and so the positions will begin to roll out in this first quarter. So you, by getting your resume ready, by getting your interview prep ready, by getting, of course, clarity on your direction and what you want to look for, and getting the networking process started and getting that networking machine going, by the time those positions come out, you will be well ahead of the game and you'll be one of the first applicants demonstrating that you are ready to go, you are committed, and you're determined to get hired. And so if a company wants the talent that you have to offer, they've got to act quickly. The goal is for you to be as selective as the companies that are interviewing you. So if you want an opportunity to jump on the bandwagon, make sure that you get into the career coaching process and that you're ready for those January, February, March positions, then I encourage you to get into the Uncommon Career Academy's founding member cohort. This is the very first opportunity that we are going to offer it. It will be the least expensive price you will ever see it. It is a ridiculous price point right now for what is being offered and the amount of attention that you're going to get. So if you want to be a part of the very first cohort for the Uncommon Career Academy and have all the content tailored directly to you, to have all my attention focused on you as if it were one-on-one coaching, but get it for a ridiculous price that is a fraction of one-on-one coaching, then check out the Career Academy. It will be opening up in January. We're going to move everything as a cohort 1 week at a time, and we're going to focus on getting your career clarity, so figuring out your direction. The following week, we're going to focus on getting your career story and really building it up as a story that folks want to listen to and a story that folks want to respond to, because that's the most powerful part, is their response to your story. Then we're going to focus on getting your career materials together. So your resume, we'll spend 1 week on it, and not very much longer than that, because folks can get stuck on their resume and I want you to make progress ASAP. So your resume, and then the next week we'll work on getting your LinkedIn profile set up and figuring out the settings to make sure that you have the best shot at meeting the right people through LinkedIn. And then I'll also show you discovery and networking strategies, including templates on how to reach out to potential managers and recruiters and great contacts that can give you referrals. And then we start working on the interview. It's a really fun and exciting time when we work on the interview, and there's opportunities for mock interviews and learn to organize yourself mentally so that when you go into the interview, you don't have to worry about the wording of your responses, but instead you're just focusing on knowing the concepts, knowing what you bring to the table, and answering in a much more natural and confident way. I get really excited about interviews. Anyways, last few weeks, we're going to talk about negotiations, and I'm going to give you a couple of hints on negotiations well before those last few weeks, mainly because you want to research and figure out like the ballpark of a salary if it's not published, ahead of time on the job description, because then you want to start positioning yourself during the interview and other stages so that you can negotiate the highest offer when you get to that stage. And of course, then we talk about passing it forward. You know, how do you finish strong and start smart? And how do you pass it forward? And there's always opportunities to share these resources with other folks as well. So that is the key way to get started with the Uncommon Career. That is the Career Academy. And again, the link is in the description. This is the lowest price you will ever find it at. And I don't know how long we're going to keep it at this price. So if you want to be a founding member and get an awesome amount of access to expert coaching for a ridiculously low price, then check out the description in the, or the link in the description. Now, the other way we can work together is through one-on-one coaching. This is especially helpful if, you know, you've got some difficult situations or you're just trying to find your niche and it hasn't really happened yet. And you've had several situations where you're like, I've gotten in these positions and there's always something wrong with this position. So I want to find that perfect fit for me. We can do that. It might take a little bit longer than just kind of going for a position through the academy and having the more straightforward process. However, it is exponentially beneficial when you realize that not only are you moving up in your career, but you're also moving up in a way that's enjoyable and that you actually can smile and be proud about. I mean, that changes everything. So if you've had trouble finding that type of position, or if you want a little bit more individualized help to where we have committed time, just you and I, no other group members, no other distractions, and we focus only on what you need, meaning if you're really good on interviews, but not so much on networking, then we'll spend more time on networking. If you've got your resume down, but what you really want is to crank down your LinkedIn profile and the interview strategy, then that's what we focus on. And that's the beauty of one-on-one coaching. So link for that is also in the description. It's a coaching consult. It's about 30 minutes, completely complimentary. If it turns out it's not a good fit, I usually can either find someone who is a good fit or find you some resources and or give you some strategies so you can make progress right away, even if it doesn't work out with us. No matter what, my goal is to help you keep moving forward so you can land that most fulfilling position. I'm super encouraged by just everything that we talk about here on the podcast and the feedback I've been getting, and I'm hopeful that I'm covering topics that are helpful for you as well. If you've got questions, let me know. My email is in the episode description, and I guess that's it for today. Know that I love you, I'm praying for you, and I'll see you on the next one. Thanks for listening. You came to the right place if you're seeking career direction, are ready to launch your career, if you're looking to change positions, or you want to secure the best offer for your next role. And I've created some resources just for you to help you along the way. First, hear his voice with the 5 steps to God's will for your career. Second, organize your career search. I've got a career transition checklist with 7 career phases and over 30 bite-sized strategies for you to check off along the way. Or grab the Bible-based mindset fix. It's a collection of scripture to help you apply truth to negative thoughts so that you can get unstuck and go after your position. Finally, if you have a question that hasn't been answered, then send it in. Email me your question and not only will I answer it, but I'll also give you a shout out on the episode as well. Again, thanks for listening and I'll see you on the next one.